The third time I saw boobs was...
What was the third time you saw boobs?
My mom rented us The Toxic Avenger. Oh. Because she had no idea what it was about. And we went up... My mom was dating this, like, crazy agoraphobic Vietnam vet at the time. Mm-hmm. And he lived up on a mountaintop in Weaver. This is Cody.
This is Shannon.
We're from Shannon and the Clams.
You're listening to
Radio Like You Want It. Want.
Somebody wants it.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host,
Mike Routier.
And
Blag the Ripper.
Hell yeah, Radio Like You Want, back on the attack. My name is Mike, and Blag the Ripper rock legend is always sitting by my side.
Mike, you look so fabulous today. How do you do it? You stay so youthful.
It's a regimen, Blag.
It's diet, exercise.
You get out in the sun, you drink a lot, you do a lot of intravenous drugs.
Fair enough.
You know, sleep with a lot of really disgusting looking people.
Well, speaking of that, we spoke to some people from the East Bay.
That'll do it. Nice segue. Wow, you're really becoming a pro at this. I must congratulate
you. I'll tell you what.
You're stepping up your game, Blag.
We traveled to the wilds of Oakland, and we hung out. Well, they traveled here, actually. We traveled there.
Wait a minute. Let's get this straight. Now, they traveled where and who traveled? They took the 580 to the 602 to the 309 and showed up here.
We have been checking out Shannon and the Clams live, King Lollipop, all the great bands out of 1234 Go Records in the East Bay, and we brought them over here. We had a wild confab, Mike. You were there.
I was, and you know, this is one of the reasons I really love doing this show. This is why we got into the biz, Blag. Meeting cool people like this, people that are doing cool things and up-and-comers that are going to be taking over the music industry.
I got in for pussy, Mike. I have to disagree with you there, but I like
you
to
got into this show for pussy?
Well, I like to hear the...
Wow. Whoops.
I like to hear the occasional band. I know radio is kind of a sausage fest. I didn't realize that.
I could see the rock band thing, but the radio thingy...
We should have put it in the contract that we got naked girls at the studio and that, you know...
I think we should have maybe researched it a little more before we went full hog on this whole deal.
Well, I had a wild week. I talked to some crazy folks. We got some weird shows coming up, but this week, it's all about Shannon and the Clams, King Lollipop, 1234 Go. It's a garage weekend on radio.
Like Groovy Ghoulies want...
Misery will yo, Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new music. Today's brand new music is something of a culture clash. It's from a band called the Tandoori Knights, which includes King Khan, he of King Kong and the Shrines, and King Kong and BBQ Show, as well as his friend Buckshot Bill. They blend together garage rock with, I guess, Khan's ancestral Indian roots to make an interesting blend of 60s garage rock and some international sounds. This track is called Baji Blues, and it's off their single, I Hear Someone Cry.
Tandoori Knights right there. Another one from John Gentile. A brand new spanking track right there.
I had no idea that that was King Khan. We've been listening to this track now for a couple weeks, and it's just too hilarious. I give him a lot of credit for that one. Come on.
He's always got those new incarnations he's coming up with. And yeah, that's a good one. I'm digging that.
Not since the local Bay Area Thiz guys came up with Haji Springer has anyone invented a sort of Indian slushy peddler persona. This is brilliant.
The slushy peddler rock. I think a new genre is coming on there. For that, Del Shannon, Ginny in the Mirror. That's from 1963 off the Little Town Flirt EP.
Still his best song, arguably. Next to We Gotta Keep Searching, Stranger in Town.
Ginny in the Mirror is one of my all-time faves from him, but he's got a lot of faves, man. His best of hits is two albums right
there. Del Shannon is off the hook. One of the greatest of all-time rock and rollers. Don't you hate it when people say there was nothing between Elvis and the Beatles? I just got to point to Del Shannon and say he rules. He's got so many great songs.
Offed himself, 1990, 22 caliber to the head on Prozac.
Even better, Mike.
Groovy,
death is part of
Ghoulies
the deal.
Starting our set off there. Come on, Chuck Berry cover from there. Buried Alive, 10-inch.
And anytime you need 10 inches, you got to go to Shannon and the Clams, our guest this week on radio.
Nice, Blag. Really nice, like you want.
Well, I know it's been until winter.
you will always bring me flowers. That's brand new from Shannon and the Clams. We got Shannon and Cody, Shannon and the Clams, right here in the studio with us. Congratulations on your new records.
Thank you.
Sounding awesome.
Thank
you. Well, you guys have so many different incarnations, and we're going to get into that. Right now, we got to concentrate on the Clams. And so I'm wondering, does something become Clams because you specifically wrote it? Or is it all collaborative, all of the different bands you guys have together?
It's collaborative. One of us will start with a little nugget, and then the other one embellishes, and we go back and forth. So I had the hook in my brain.
That was a really funny one, because you and Laurel, weren't you guys singing that to each other?
Yeah, we were driving around in a car.
Was it like, you will always bring me flowers anymore?
It's genius.
It was a little different.
I can tell when Cody writes a song that is not a Clam song. He doesn't really do it anymore. I think he's aware now. But when right before he started King Lollipop, he started writing all these songs for the Clams, and we would try and learn them, and I kept saying, you know, this really feels more like your own thing.
Right, so they were too prog, they were too heavy metal.
The Clam sound? Old doo-wop in there, some retro stuff going on, but you're giving it your own twist. What is the kind of stuff that you guys inspires you for the Clams?
I think we both really love weirdo 60s stuff, like Lou Christian and like...
Two Faces of Eye, Lightning Strikes, that stuff.
Yeah, like stuff that was like 60s pop, but it's like kind of weird, and it's like a little wild and weird and didn't really maybe make it on the radio.
Or, weird for reasons you can't quite put your finger on, but just...
Just weird. Feels weird. Like, feels like free and weird. Right? I don't know.
Makes me feel weird.
Yeah, you guys haven't really incorporated a lot of the production value even of the last 40 years. I mean, you pretty much stopped there with, you know, the post kind of doo-wop 60s punk thing. Yeah. You guys just firmly stay there. I mean, I think that's part of the strength of the band. You know, there's no attempt to, like... To go prog or rock opera, right?
I don't want to. I think a lot of people do that because it's a lot easier or something, or they don't have to try as hard to do that or something. Like if you want to do like a 50s or 60s sound, but you're like, well, it's easier to do it punk or something, and then it's you don't have to work as hard or like get all the nuances and stuff like that. It's part of
that's
it.
That's what
it's
I love, but I think that's just sort of my like musical vocabulary. That's what I was brought up on, so that's what I love and feel close to. But I'm not like, okay, my next song has to be a perfect 60s smash hit. Let me pull out all my favorite songs.
But yet somehow you keep doing it.
We like, we love lots of like 80s punk stuff, and I like also really love a lot of cartoon music and like
Disney songs.
You guys got some new stuff coming out, right? You just tracked an entire record in 2 days, is this true? How do you do this?
More or less.
Give us the secret. What's the inside scoop?
Okay.
We closed ourselves off in this cabin of my uncle's up in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Oh, wait, cabin, uncle? I'm getting a story here, Mike.
What's the name of this uncle?
Yeah.
Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom's cabin. That's right. Oh,
wait, you can't say that on this show.
Well,
but that's his
it's
real
the
name.
Truth.
It's my real uncle.
You guys just go in, put the padlock on, plug in.
What, I only went outside for 10 minutes.
Well, yeah. One smoke break the whole time.
We got Shannon and the Clams live on Radio Like You Want. We're going to pump another track and come back.
This is one of those new ones. This comes from Uncle Tom's Cabin. What are we playing here?
We're going to play a song called I Hate to Wake Up. And then maybe, if we have time, a song called In the River.
We'll never have time for that, ever. Radio Like You Want. Shannon and the Clams, hang with us.
A Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
I hate to wake up when everyone is gone. I hate to wake up when everyone is gone. Everyone is gone. I hate to wake up and everyone is gone. I hate to wake up
Shannon and Her Clams, of course.
Oh, boy.
Did you ever think of changing it to Her Clams instead of The Clams?
No, but I would definitely change the name if I could.
Oh, really?
I fucking hate this.
You feel stuck with it now?
Yeah. It's,
why? What's wrong with the name?
I love that name.
Why? I like it. What would you change it to?
The Trolls.
Shannon Whoa. And the Trolls.
That's really cool.
Just the Trolls.
Just the Trolls?
Oh, take
the
my name out of it. Yeah. I'm not into it.
The Trolls.
What about Shannon and the Trolls?
No, I want to take my name out of it. I mean, and I know it's too late.
How about doubling it, like Shannon and the Shannons?
Even that's better.
Shannon,
that
Shannon.
Might work.
I had a bunch of crazy names planned. I came up with a name when I was a solo performer. I would just play bass really badly and sing at open mic nights. And it was called Shannon the Clams before I had a band. And the clams, I mean, I hate all the, like, really dumb clam jokes people make. Or people like, oh, jam out with your clam out, chain the clams.
Embrace the clams.
So why did you call it the clams in the first place?
I was thinking of, like, the little Alice in Wonderland clams. With, you know how cute they are and they get eaten by that walrus?
Like seashells, little.
They're really cute babies with, like,
bonnets,
you know?
But you didn't realize everyone would think.
I didn't think my music would go anywhere. I didn't think anyone would ever hear or give a shit about it.
Now, why did you think that? Were you in any bands before Shannon and the Clams? So that was where you started.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you came in pretty strong. I mean, people love your band. Are you kidding?
Yeah, no.
We love it. We've been sitting here loving this for...
That's two
right there.
Two people.
We also love King Lollipop.
Yeah.
Now, that's a more kind of primal, I don't know, it's almost more like a Hick in the Woods kind of
look. Oh, yeah. I think I started writing these songs that were, like, way simpler and kind of dumber than, like, the Clam songs, I guess. And they just didn't feel like it fit in really. So,
but this one's all you, right? This is just you and a guitar and some sort of chuka chukas and some yuck-a-yuckas.
Some junk.
You should see it live sometime though, because he has like a ton of drummers.
Yeah, it's cool.
Really?
Sometimes I
know. So you generally play with another guy, even if the record doesn't have other.
Oh, I play with like I used to play with like seven drummers.
I like
playing
that.
And then I was playing for one, but I kind of like. Some of them started, like, drinking too much, and, like, we weren't practicing.
Sounded more like 12 much. Drummers.
Yeah, it was, like, a real mess.
But on the record, it sounds pretty stripped down.
There's actually not even any drums on there. There's just, like, me playing my thumbs on, like, the back of a guitar and then, like, a tambourine, and that's it, really.
Was that a budget consideration?
No, that was, I didn't want to work with anyone else. I just wanted to do it in my room or something.
Ooh, baby, I want to read your diary. Want to know your secret, what you think about me. Ooh, baby, I want to read your diary. Want to know your secret, what you think about me. A window down the street, I'm always gonna call your telephone only when you're at home. Oh, baby, I wanna read your diary, wanna know your secret, what you think about me. Oh, baby, I wanna read your diary, wanna know your secret, what you think about me. I see you fly down when you're on your bike, I see you when you're kissing that boy you like. Little smiley, just a tap, I'd like to steal the night. Think about me. Oh, baby, I never
Lollipop itinerant rocker, not just representing King Lollipop, but he gets all over the map. Cody, you are in so many bands. Tell me all the bands you're in, won't you?
Shannon and the Clams, Uzi Rash, King Lollipop, Hobocop, Human Waste.
Wow.
Five bands on radio.
Like you want. Pass me to Bermuda!
And Shannon, you've got some dirty stories, I know, from your rock and roll past. Why don't you share one with me about boobs and love and passion?
All right. It'll be the first time I ever saw boobs that weren't my mom's. And it was also the first time I was ever aware of the dwarfs. I think I was probably like 10 years old. Or no, I was probably...
I was only 50 then.
Maybe I was much younger. Anyway, I was a little kid, and my brother put it... I have this brother's 15 years older than me, and he had a dwarf sticker on the inner door of this, like, dungeon room we have at my house. I grew up out in Napa, like, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I want to get into the dungeon room.
The dungeon room. It's called the lobby, but it's like an old barn out in the middle.
This is getting better and better.
Wow, this is getting
Where did you grow up? The Manson family ranch?
Yeah. No, in Napa.
Okay.
I grew up.
Same thing?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm out there, Mormon family and stuff. So I'd never heard any punk. I wasn't allowed to listen to any pop music that wasn't from 50s or 60s.
Except because no one had sex back then.
Well, no.
Not even Chuck Berry.
Anyway, I went up to my brother lived in this weird old barn out in our field, and he lived upstairs. He built a loft called the lobby that we occasionally called the dungeon when he lived there. And I went up there to go get him, to try and get him to come to church. I was Mormon. And I went up there, and he didn't answer the door, and I opened it. And he had this dwarf sticker on the inside of the door that was like... So I haven't seen it since I was a little kid, or I haven't paid attention to it since then. But it was like a naked lady with big, huge, fake boobs covered in blood, or like two ladies or something.
I don't know if they were ladies, but they were definitely covered in blood.
That was Blag.
That's no lady. That's my Blag.
But that was the first time I'd seen boobs.
Did you like them? Did you think they were good?
I was fascinated. No, I don't know what I
thought. Are you a boob fan? You've got some big boobs, Shannon. I mean, I hope I'm not pointing anything out to you that you haven't seen before. Do you think that has anything to do with your popularity? Do you think anybody's going to these shows specifically, like, let's check out Shannon's
boobs? If they do, I want them to stop coming to shows.
Really? But if they pay, right?
I don't care. I'd rather have less money. I'm going to put spikes on it with lasers that are going to send your... flesh off.
So they wouldn't let you listen to newer kind of pop music around your house. Did that make it more enticing? Did you really want to get out there and hear it?
No, totally. I mean, I think that's like a big part of the Clam sound now, is because to me it's a mixture of like what's ingrained in me, which is oldies, plus what I really wanted but couldn't have, which was like you know, punk, basically. 80s metal. But my brother listened to a lot of Slayer and Megadeth and Dwarves.
And your folks were okay with that?
Cross and, yeah, he was my half-brother, and he was really tough and would, like...
He had to live in the barn.
He lived in the barn. He chose to live in that barn.
Right, sure.
That barn was cool. But
he was a rebel.
You know, kind of, like, skateboard away from the car on his way to church, flipping us off, stuff like that.
So, and someday I'm going to be just like him.
I secretly wanted to. I wanted to be, like, a good Mormon kid, but also thought he was, like, so awesome, and I stopped going to church. Jack Mormons, for sure.
Mormons going to jack you, Blag.
Is that right? Are they going to hijack me? I dig Mormons. No, Mormons are good-looking people. Let me start there.
Okay.
You got to admit.
That's where I've seen a lot of Mormons.
Is that right? That don't fit? That don't make the grade? Do they let them reproduce, though? They don't let them reproduce.
Oh, they reproduce.
Long ago when I was 5, I snuck in the kitchen late at night and ate a donut with a maple glaze. My father asked who ate the snack. I said that it was my brother Jack, and Jack got grounded for 14 days. I've lived with that guilt all of my life, and the terrible vision that I had that night. No, please, I don't want to go back.
Down, down, thy soul is cast from the earth whence forth he fell. The path of fire leads thee to spooky Mormon hell. Dream.
Hello, my name is Shannon Shaw. I'm from Shannon the Clams, Hunks and His Punks, and the Togas. And you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Oh,
did this start?
We met in art school.
Yeah, art school. The B-52s met at art school, too.
So did Sonic Youth.
So what happened? You guys found you had a shared love of the same kind of music?
No, I thought Cody was so lame and so shitty, and I hated him.
Why was
and
that?
And I don't hate him.
Really? That was my first impression, too.
I get that all the time.
No, I...
can't shake it.
How does the alchemy come together to make the group?
I don't know. I think because I disliked him so much and was so wrong that it made me like him so much more or something. But he would always come in late, and like our teacher was this like... poor, nervous, pervis, like always sweating, and students always making her cry, and he'd always like roll his eyes at her and like yawn while she was talking. So I was like, what a disrespectful brat.
Wow.
And
then, facials.
And he'd wear like these crazy clothes that I didn't appreciate. I was wearing my own kind of crazy clothes, and he was wearing these other ones that I didn't get, but which wasn't the problem until he came to school in a fashion cast. And I thought that was so lame.
Wait, what's a fashion cast?
Well, it's really
not real.
It's really just a cast.
Oh, I see.
It's an actual cast.
It's a sling.
Wow, but when he wears it, it's a fashion.
I thought it was me and my best buddy Amber, who has the hots for you. By the way,
yeah.
we'll talk about her later. But so you detest this person, you hate this guy
really
so
lame.
Much. How do you get together? Like, when does the band start?
I thought Shannon was really square. Also,
you did?
Yeah, I thought she was.
You.
Wow.
I also,
this is all coming out. It's like
this
group
is
therapy.
And just talking.
I made
now.
It.
Talk it out, guys.
So she's square.
The,
he's a dork.
The straw that broke the camel's back. Where I was like, I really hate this dude. I had made this this copper Valkyrie helmet. Like I hand sawed. Sheets of copper, and like it was soldered it together and had like a precious gem in the middle.
Black has one of those.
It's big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, who
yeah,
doesn't?
Really?
I mean, Valkyrie cap, of course.
He stepped on it and bent this thing I'd spent like
I don't remember any of this.
Months working on. It was like my not my thesis.
Okay,
but
so
my
another
project.
Bad thing and
yeah.
another
he
reason to
your
and
Valkyrie
I was like,
helmet.
You ruined my project. And he was like, oh, I did, and walked away. But you thought I was square? What's up with that?
I don't
so
know.
So wait a minute. So how did you get the band? What? When
know.
Did you
no.
like each other?
I know.
When did
I
something
know.
Happen where you got in the same room?
I know. Okay, so we were in this class at art school, and you'd have to
post
sit.
Post Valkyrie helmet stomp.
Yes. You have to sit and watch everyone's like terrible projects that they're making, and everyone's such a moron, and they're like, don't have anything good to show.
Except for Cody and Jim.
Yeah. And then, so I think we were like making movies in this class, and we were both making like Shannon made these like really funny movies, and I was like, what? These are so good. And then we like I think I acted in a movie.
He made this little mini robot that you wind up. He like filmed it to some what was the music?
Old Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk. And I was like, oh yeah, I like this.
Driving
just like a little robot cruising
no, like
through a refrigerator and I don't know. I guess that's the first time I was like, he's okay.
A couple of appreciations of each other's work.
Yeah.
Through film. It just happened to be film with me.
They used to practice at my house all the time.
So there was already a band that you had formed.
Like,
which, doing the songs that you had written.
Yeah.
But Cody wasn't part of the deal yet.
No, but he lived there, and we were friendly and buds at that time. And these two girls that lived there who we were both friends with kept being like, you should seriously listen to Cody play guitar. Like, just so you know, I heard him covering one of your songs in his bedroom last night, and it's so much better than, you know, what's going on.
So Cody was a
guys.
Fan of Shannon.
Yeah.
But he never said anything. He never said, like, hey, like it, or like, good job, or whoa, that sounds good.
I think I came to see
didn't
you guys
say
play
anything.
A bunch of times.
And where were you guys playing?
Oakland house parties.
Mm-hmm. Oakland house parties. Not the kind where you get shot, but the kind, the other kind.
Where you join bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you decide, like, hey, I want to be in this band?
I just like
to play with this girl.
No, I came to practice one time and I heard him playing in his room this song that we'd made up the day before, playing a guitar part, and I could tell that it went with that. But it was instantly like, oh, that's.
And there's a third member, right?
Yeah.
Who's our third fellow, the drummer?
Ian.
A shout out to Ian. Well, of course.
He's like
Ian.
Yeah, you guys would really like him. He's like a.
Mike, you're on. You're very important in this business. I want you to come in and broadcast.
Well, all right then, Black. I'll do it right now. Shannon and Clam still hanging with us. So glad you guys found each other. Thanks for coming by. What's in the future for you two?
We're trying to get this album out by July, I think. And I think we want to go to Europe and Japan in the fall. Yeah.
Got the brand new album. That's the thing we were talking about earlier. You recorded it in like 48 hours in Gilroy or some stuff. But it's going to be a classic.
Like
we all know it. King Lollipop, a.k.a. Cody Shannon of Shannon and the Clams. We're going to get out of here with another one of your classics on radio.
Like you want. You've been talking in your sleep again. Makes it makes me wonder where your mind has been. I don't talk, leave, talk.
That Shannon's got. You know what I mean? It's like gritty like sandpaper. It's purring like a little kitten. It's bouffant. You know what I'm saying?
It's the John Waters package.
Yeah, it's the John Waters approach to things. I don't know.
Gotta love Shannon
and Cody kind of seems like a refugee from a John Waters movie, doesn't he?
Oh, totally.
He?
They both do.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
It's classic.
Straight off the screen.
I'm telling you what. Shannon and the Clams. If you haven't seen them, people, get out and see them. Part of this whole 1-2-3-4 Go Records family, if you will.
The whole phenom that's Look, going they, over there in East Bay.
They even got us to go to the East Bay, which says something.
Once.
I mean, yeah, we went once to see him play. And I think maybe 3-4 years from now, I'll return to Oakland.
I love Shannon and the Clams, man. They got nowhere to go but up. We heard the last one there was from their brand new release called Sleep Talk, title track right there. But we also heard some cool ones if you're a big fan. We heard they brought us over a cool live set where they played all Alice Cooper tracks, so we heard a little bit of 18 from that, and they actually have a new record in the can already called, I don't know, it's not called anything yet. We dubbed it Uncle Tom's Cabin only because they recorded it at Shannon's Uncle Tom's Cabin. Huh? Connection?
That was good.
But we heard a track called I Hate to Wake Up from that as well, so be looking for that in the near future.
And that's, did you put in the whole thing where you say, it's a world exclusive?
You know I did, but
I love
come
that.
On,
I love
explosion,
you
world exclusive. You know the
it
drill.
It is a world exclusion. Don't forget the track from the Book of Mormon that we heard. That wasn't
oh, right.
Shannon and the Clams. Spooky Mormon hell dream from the geniuses over there. You know, recently I was thinking about, I was contemplating the universe.
The ladies!
I am woman, hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and
oh yeah, time once again for the softer, caring, touching Mormon side of Radio Like You Want. Flag, this week we got a Grand Old Opry legend, Jan Howard. This one comes from 1966. Top 10 hit, Bad Seed on Radio
Like You Want.
Ain't been in Little Rock but 2 weeks, and here I am now, packing up and disappearing into thin air. Guys in Little Rock are cute, but I can't make my heart take root, 'cause bad seed won't grow just anywhere. I hope to beg your pardon, your town just ain't my garden. Bad seed won't grow just anywhere. I hope to beg your pardon, your heart just ain't my garden. Bad seed won't grow just anywhere.
Oh, Blag, getting scary in here. What do we got this week on It Came from the Garage?
One of my all-time faves. This is the Cindermen with Don't Do It Some More. Now, these guys were smart enough to leave Fresno for Orange County.
Try going out with some of the other boys as well as Jeff.
If there are, I wish one of them had called.
Now, would you date with one if he did call?
Oh, I don't know. I'd rather go out with Jeff, but I wish the others wouldn't ignore me so.
You're so far up in the sky. This is kind of place where no one
Fuck you style to the guilty.
I know I've done some horrible, horrible things, but I have a feeling that Cody's done some kind of naughty things that he doesn't always.
This is Cody from Shannon and the Clams. My guilty pleasure is Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers.
Just let your love flow like a bird on the wing and let your love go.
It is the season. Why not? What the hell? Flow it on out of here. Let's flow on out of here, Blag.
Another terrible song, courtesy of King Lollipop, Big Cody Blanchard, in the place to be. Of course, we got to thank Shannon and the Clams for talking to us.
So much fun hanging with those guys. Big ups to them for coming on in. Check out their latest Sleep Talk.
I'll tell you what, you can reach us at Radio Like You Want. You can download the podcast every Friday at RadioLikeYouWant.com, or you can email us interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com. Request songs on features. Write whatever you want. Send emails. Don't send huge files, motherfucker.
Don't forget to blab at us. That's right, you can leave your song requests, guilty pleasures if you want, any sort of intro you like. 415-315-9662 is the number to call.
It's your show, kids. You can be on it.
Drive this thing, goddammit. Come on, be a Gentilly.
Upcoming, we got all kinds of interesting shows. I had a sick talk with new metal pioneers, the Swinging Cobras.
Wow, that almost sounds interesting.
I call them the Swinging Cobras. They're supposed to be the Spitting Cobras. I guess we should say the real name.
It was Murder, Blag. Murder!
Murder. Quincy up in the place. We talked to Sammy Town. We talked to all kinds of people. We got to thank our partners, punkradiocast.com, luber.com, for replaying the show. Radio Like You Want is distributed, produced, and manufactured in San Francisco by Greedy Media, by
Let's
Mike.
Let's flow Luthier. On out!
And Blag the Ripper.
Thanks, little people. You're so tiny.
Greedy, worldwide.